Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says that organization has established a water management working group charged with enhancing water resources and identifying priority issues.
Our group and lots of others spend a lot of time and have been for many years on water quality issues. But no one's really been addressing the issue of availability of water.
Farmers have dealt with drought in three of the past 15 years, with low rainfall levels in three others. Big picture, the population continues to grow.
We're seeing a need to be able to manage the resources of water, to be able to have water available for our rural communities, and most importantly, on farm use.
The farm group put together the 20-member water management working group with diverse membership representation from the League of Cities to the Kentucky Rural Water Association. Their objectives include researching the status of water supplies in the state, potential actions to raise availability of water to farms, and making recommendations to federal, state, local, and private entities.
We want to be able to retain as much water for summer use when many times we're in a drought situation, and who gets the water and how much and all that is going to become an issue, we think, moving forward.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Most people think water pollution is an industrial problem, but it's also a household problem. When you allow hazardous chemicals, paint, or even pet waste to wash down the storm drain, it goes directly into our water. That makes a huge mess today, and an even bigger mess for our kids to clean up tomorrow. It's time we all did our part to protect Kentucky's water. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
The Water Management Working Group held its first organizational meeting days ago, with a second set for late January. Farm Bureau's Mark Haney feels the group's diverse mix brings all the significant players to the table.
What we did was put together folks that we thought had influence, that understood the issues, and had a passion for it. And we put folks on the committee that we thought could really help move the needle on this issue and get it front and center and before everybody, and then make a good recommendation.
He says committee member appointees concur that it's time to plan for the future.
I've been amazed at how eager everyone has been to be involved, and they say, yes, this is the issue going forward.
Water resource planning, he says, needs to stay on the front burner.
Water is the lifeblood, so to speak, of agriculture. We just can't produce without it.
The working group's next meeting is January 28th. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.